Randall Roof is from Florence, Kentucky. He is also a member of Pi Kappa Phi fraternity at MSU. According to PiCap.org, Pi Kappa Phi was founded on the premise of creating leadership opportunities for its members. Leadership is a root goal of the fraternity, and it believes the concept of leadership guides its alumni into their future endeavors. And that's exactly what Randall Roof is doing, becoming a leader by taking a matter into his own hands. Roof has joined the Journey of Hope Foundation and will bike across America next July and August to help the organization Push America, which raises money and awareness for people with disabilities and is one of PiCap's philanthropies. Roof says the Journey of Hope is a ride with purpose.
This summer I'm going to be riding in an event called Journey of Hope. It's through our philanthropy called Push America. It started back in 1987. One guy did it and just kind of escalated into bigger things every year. And basically we're just riding across the country to raise awareness for people with disabilities.
The Journey of Hope isn't just biking and staying in shape next summer. Roof says they'll be doing other things while on their excursion.
A typical day is we'll be waking up about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and we'll head out to wherever our next city is. Some days it'll be 100 miles away, some days it'll be 35. But when we get there, most of the time we'll do like our normal meet and greet kind of thing. Sometimes we'll have a chance to go back and shower and maybe get a bite to eat before we go on our friendship visit. But sometimes we ride up to the place and the friendship visit starts.
At the end of each friendship visit, the Journey of Hope bikers will be presenting a check to that specific organization of about $2,000. Roof explains that many organizations will be helped.
There's three different routes. There's the north route, which starts in San Francisco. They have the south route, which starts in Long Beach, and the Transamerica route starts in Seattle. All three last about 2.5 months over the summer, and they'll all end up in Washington, D.C. on August 2nd.
Roof is the first person from Morehead State to participate in the Journey of Hope since 1995. He says the hardest task in preparing for the ride is raising the money for himself.
The cyclists have to raise the money by themselves. I can have like up to 5 of my chapter brothers help me out with it, but it can't come from anything like our philanthropy week or anything like that. So all the events I've been doing are purely my own. Like I did Chickabiddy Night the first week of school. I'll be doing CC's Night on December 4th. Alumni have given me money. I think SGA is going to try to help me out with a grant.
Along with raising money to participate, the candidates also have to bring their own bike. Roof says he has been fortunate in that department.
Everyone has to get their own bike. It's kind of a little bit of a task because they're not cheap bikes. They tell us to spend about $800 to $1,000 on a bike. I was lucky enough to get one donated. One of our alumni did this back in 95, so his bike was still available to use. You know, I got new tires, new brakes, and stuff on it to make sure it was up to date.
Roof says one of the reasons he decided to take part in the Journey of Hope ride was because he wanted to push himself into new limits.
When I was getting recruited, they talked a lot about Push America and all the stuff that we do to help people with disabilities. And the biggest thing that Push America does is Journey of Hope. And, you know, coming out of high school, I played sports all the time, was always physically active, and I kind of wanted another challenge. And I saw this as a perfect opportunity to challenge myself physically and mentally, and then I get to help people along the way.
Each member of the Journey of Hope bike ride across America has to raise $5,500 at a minimum to take part. If you would like to support Randall Roof's ride, you can log on to www.support.pushamerica.org/go-to/Randall Roof. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Shelby Steele.